for an evening filled with paranormal, special guests, interviews, haunting stories, creatures of the unknown, and tales that will chill you to the bone. Brought to you by the UPRN Network and Pittsburgh Paranormal Society. Take a walk into the night with Sean Kelly.
Hey, good evening, everybody. And yes, I'm in Japanese mode tonight. Not against Japanese people, but yeah. So I'm like on a second delay or something like that. But you know what? That's okay today. For today, it's okay. Our show before this one, you know, Jenny and Jason and John, they all had needed a day off. So I got to host it. And we had Joe Montaldo on. He is our host. Hey, Tommy, good to see you, buddy. Those are some awesome questions he told us back in the last show. That was pretty cool. So we had a discussion about UFOs and stuff and aliens. And I'm still on the fence with it. But I know that, you know, with Joe, with him and answering questions and, you know, kind of like clearing things up for me, it's still a little bit of confusing. And as you all know, I tell you all the time that I've seen ghosts, okay? And I know they exist, you know? And when it comes to aliens and when it comes to UFOs, it's a different story because I haven't come face to face with them, you know? And maybe one day it's going to happen. Maybe one day, you know, there's going to be a spaceship that lands in my backyard and pops a gray, you know? And a lot of people ask me, well, Sean, what would you do if an alien came up to you? And I would say, you know what? The Earth. And he'll probably say, well, you on that too, buddy? Cool. I'd say, welcome to Earth. You know, take me to your planet. But no, I wouldn't do that. No, I'd just say, okay, you do exist, and I'll be okay. I won't do no fainting like you see on the M&M commercials when the yellow one sees Santa Claus and he faints, you know what I mean? Or the red one. I don't know which one it was. If anybody out there is listening to the show, could you tell me which M&M is the one that faints when it sees Santa Claus? I appreciate that, you know. But so I had Drake on last week, and our show cut off pretty crazy. You know, it was real quick. And I just wanted to share what I usually share. I like to talk about mental illness on here. And it's still something big, you know. I will admit that I do have mental illness. And I have a lot of anxiety, and I got a lot of depression. And, you know, it's crazy. I was waking up this morning and before I went to work, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, just it seemed that I started to lose interest in things that I enjoyed to do. I mean, it's been a while since I've been on a ghost hunt, and I'm telling you what, if I had the opportunity, I'd go anywhere, like grave cemeteries or graveyards or Blue Mist Road, my favorite place to go. I mean, if someone said, come on, let's go ghost hunting, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But it seems like that I've been extremely tired, and I'm losing, you know, the passion for it. In fact, there was a couple of times that I have actually thought about retiring from, you know, ghost hunting, from paranormal work. And I really, you know, that's how bad it got, you know. And I know what it's caused from. Tommy Cohen, I'm still holding you to bring me along to Blue Mist Road sometime. You got it, Tom. We're going to go. I need to get, you know, excited about doing it. It just, Tommy, it's just crazy. It just seems like that you know, I lost interest. And I know it's not me, but it is, you know, my mental illness that I do have, you know. I mean, I can go, you know, for me, you know, I took a lot of, I took medication. And yes, the medication was supposed to help me. But it really didn't, you know, and this is only me, you know. I'm not telling anybody to, you know, quit doing their medication, but for me, it just didn't quite work that way. And it made me even more tired, more depressed, you know, but the, you know, the medicine was supposed to work, you know, that's what medicine is all about. That is what the doctors give you, you know. But for me, my body had a different reaction to the medication that I was given, and I had to get myself off that. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, being egotistical or nothing like this when I tell you this, but, you know, I had to trudge through the trenches here, you know, and I know that maybe if I started that medication again, I'll be a little, you know, a little better, clear-minded, but I know that I would be, you know, destroying myself inside, you know. But here's what works for me, okay? Here's what works for me. I have about a handful of people right now, and we've all met, you know, it's amazing how people are put into your life for a certain reason at a certain time, okay? And out of the clear blue sky, I met these four other people, and we all have that experience of mental illness, okay? And we talk to each other all the time. You know, when someone's having, one of them are having a bad time, all four of us gang up on them and, you know, try to get them out of it. And that's what seems to work for me, you know? I'm not afraid to tell somebody or any of my friends that I'm not right today, you know? I'm not right. And instead of me going into a shell and not telling anybody, and just like, my mom can pick it up, my brother can pick it up, even my son can pick it up, and he's not in Indiana. But people can talk about it, and they bring me up, you know? And they tell me that it's not the end of the world. Because it isn't the end of the world. I mean, yeah, sure, I turned 60, but according to a lot of people who are older than me, they still call me a youngin. You know, that's funny, a youngin. Yeah, but you know what? There is help out there. There is people you can talk to. It worked for me. It's amazing because when I met these four other people, you know, I had no one to talk to, and I was really, really getting down and out. And all of a sudden, they just popped into my life for no reason, you know? And now I know what the reason is, you know? It's okay. So right now, I have a little support group who are going through the same thing as I am. So go out there and find people. If it's just one other person, go for it. One person. You know, just go up and say, I'll sit with you. You know, it's funny. I watch TikTok a lot. Hey, Brian, good to see you, buddy. I haven't talked to you in a while. Where the hell you been? All right, you're on my S list, bud. It's like, just kidding. But, you know, I watch TikTok a lot. And, you know, and they do have some people that do talk about and try to give you ideas on what to do. And there are a lot of people saying, you know, will you sit with me? And that means a lot. It means a lot for me. Just to sit. You don't have to talk. You know, you can talk about whatever. You don't even have to talk. You can eat your lunch or whatever, eat your dinner. But as long as somebody is there, just like my four friends that are there, you know? We might not talk to each other for about a week. But then again, we're there at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning if someone needs help. This all can be right, everybody. We can fight this, man. We can fight this. We can fight it. You know, and not let it drag us down. You know? We don't need this crap in our life. Because there's more out there for us. There's more out there to enjoy. You know, I'm going to be 8 years, I'm going to retire. You know, and right now I work 5 days a week. My life is busy. So I get up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, go on the radio. Boom. That's my life, you know. But I'm so looking forward. I'm so looking forward to retirement that I'll be able to do what I got to do for me. You know, there are some things in my life right now that are kind of stressful. And, you know, dealing with it. I have to deal with it. I have no choice in the matter but to. And dealing with my own stuff, you know, it kind of brings me down, but I won't let that happen. Man, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I used to go gold prospecting, man. I would spend tons of money on buying gold, pay dirt, coming home and, you know, doing stuff and, you know, panning it and seeing how much I got. And, I really enjoyed it, and just like the ghost hunting with the gold prospecting, I just didn't want to do it. You know, I just did not want to do it. My excuse was I was too tired. But I wasn't tired. I was depressed. I don't want to be that way. I want to take Tommy Miller to Blue Mist Road. You know, I want to take other people to Blue Mist Road and do an investigation just to give them, you know, first shot at doing it. Now, we're going to make it. I know. I do have your backs. I might never see you. I may never meet you. But I can guarantee you one thing, okay? I can guarantee it that I'll pray my ass off for you is what I'll do. You don't even have to drop me a comment or nothing like that. Because when I say my prayers for everybody who needs help, I do it. Sometimes they get answered, sometimes they don't. But hang in there. Because you are worth something. You know, you are truly blessed. Every one of y'all. The ones that have mental illness, the ones that don't. Everybody out there who listens, okay? Oh, Brian, you're retiring from this? Yeah, Brian, I was thinking about it, but you know what? Dude, you know, I know you are, Tom, and I appreciate that. I was going to, the thoughts crossed my mind and the thoughts still up in my head about retiring from this, you know? Been doing it for 17 years, you know what I mean? And Brian, you're getting mad at me now. Brian's my cousin, and he lives down in South Carolina, and I love him to death, you know. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that don't want me to, you know, want to retire or whatever. I don't know what I'm going to do right now. All I have is today. Right now, I have this radio show, you know. Hell, I don't even know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. God willing, if I do, you know, and then I just go to trudge and go walk and walk and walk and see where life gets me. But speaking of newcomers to the paranormal, okay, people who've never, ever, ever been on an investigation or tried to go on an investigation but didn't really like it, you know. That's why I like to take trips to Blue Mist Road for people, okay? Especially people who have never done it. Tommy and there's a couple other people that would like to do it. And whoever gets in contact with me, yeah, you know, I will take them there. And I know I've been there zillions of times. And yes, it's definitely haunted. And yes, you will get an experience down there. You will see things, hear things, and feel things that aren't there. But to me, it's a nice, easy place to actually break people into. you know, to where they're not spending all that money in, you know, for the equipment, you know, just to walk down a dark road, you know, and have your phone camera or whatever. And that's what I like to do, especially with the new people that want to do it, is that, you know, there's more to paranormal investigating than just your senses. There's a lot more to paranormal investigating besides your cameras and your K2 meters and your EVPs. Sure, they're great to have along. You know, it gives you verification that you could be talking to someone. But you also have to realize, too, with the K2 meters, you have to make sure that you're not under power lines, because I've been on a couple investigations where we would break out the K2 meter and they would just go off. And damn, we're getting a lot of ghosties here. A lot of ghosts. And you know what? It wasn't. It was due to the, you know, the wires that are above here. And, you know, Loomis Road has some of those things. But I will tell you this, though, what's really cool is when you're walking down and there's a creek that walks, that's right along the road. And this is crazy because I have my glass sitting right here. Okay, I have a cup. Okay. And my fan is pointing this way. Okay. My fan's pointing this way and my cup's all the way over here, not near the wind. And my tea bags are going berserk over here. Oh, gosh. I mean, they were actually, they hit. Now they're not making a noise, but it was crazy. They're not making a noise, but, you know, they were, you hear the ting, ting, ting. So who knows what's up with that? But I'm sure I got a ghost in here. But, yeah, you know, that would be great, you know, to take people there. Any other newcomers, you know, you got to find yourself a good paranormal group out there that would be more than happy to take you along. You know, now there are some serious paranormal groups out there, but there are some groups out there that just like to go out and do some investigating at cemeteries. You know, it does not have to be up Loomis Road. I mean, cemeteries are great. In fact, you know, I would love to go to a cemetery and investigate. And you know what's really, really cool about cemeteries? Now, everybody thinks that they're creepy, okay? But they're not, all right? If you really, really look at it, cemeteries are hallowed ground, okay? And what I mean by hallowed ground is that it's definitely blessed, you know? And you can't get hurt in the cemetery. You know, so far I've heard of nobody getting zombie attacked, you know, or, you know, people rising out of the graves and attacking you or whatever, ghouls or whatever. No. In fact, I've spent many nights, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning in cemeteries, and it's just like I'm safe, you know, it's all cool. Now, don't get me wrong, there is a creepiness thing about it. Oh, yeah, definitely, you know, because you can actually see the shadows and you can actually see spirit and ghosties and whatever you want to, you know, what else is in there. But you know what? And here's the whole deal about it for me, and you know, is, you know, I respect them, you know. I don't wish them ill will. I don't go out and call them every name in the book so I can get a dumbass picture on my phone with them. No, I don't. I treat them with respect, you know, and always, always, always remember when you go into a cemetery, you always announce, hey, my name's Sean Kelly and I'm coming into your home. Think about it. I mean, it's not just you just walk right in because you're like barging in on their homes, because there he goes again. Oh, I really wish I had. I mean, there's no way that this man is hitting this man. So I got a ghost in the house. Is what I have. I would guess with it. And I'm sure they'll tell me if I'm, you know, doing something wrong or not like that. But you know what? Go with the group. You know, Thanks, Brian. Yes, you definitely respect it. I like it. You have to respect the ghosts and the spirits. You really do. Because if you show them respect and treat them with respect, in return, they're going to treat you with respect. No doubt about it. You know. So if you ever want to go on an investigation of Blue Mist Road, you know what? Feel free. Send me a message on my Facebook page, Sean Kelly. The picture is the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society logo. You know, we can do that. I'm also thinking, you know, there's a couple other things I'm going to be doing. I know that I'm going to be working with Drake over at the Carnegie Library in Homestead. And that has a story. That was a real big story. Back, I don't know, there was a big fight between, I think it's the Pinkertons and the union, the steelworkers that were down there. And what was cool about Andrew Carnegie is that he built a library there, but he also put a pole in. And he also had showers. And it just wasn't for, you know, the managers or the bosses. It was for the people. So Andrew Carnegie, I'm telling you, if you can, just Google Andrew Carnegie and just see what he'd done for the city of Pittsburgh. Okay, I got a couple of messages here. All right, let's see what we got here. Tommy Miller says, is there anywhere you'd like to investigate that you never had the chance to go to yet? Tommy, yes, believe it or not, Ireland. I want to go to Ireland and do the castles over there. But I also want to go do New Orleans too, especially down there in the French Quarter, the old part of New Orleans, because I find it so fascinating, you know. You know, it's crazy. It's a question that comes up, you know. It's like, okay, you go overseas, say like Germany, Ireland, you know, wherever. And you start asking the spirit questions in English. I really believe they're not going to answer you because they don't know what in the hell you're talking about. So anybody out there that is going to go over into Europe or anywhere that wants to investigate, and say like it is in Germany, bring a German interpreter and see if you're not getting your answers a lot better. But yeah, Tommy, Ireland would be one of the best places for me to go overseas. And New Orleans, that's where I like to go. And Brian says, oh, you know I'm hitting you up next time I'm in town. You better hit me up, damn it, because you haven't been up here a while. You missed a great family reunion, you know, and you weren't here. Looking forward to seeing you up here, but no, Brian, you have to just stay down there in South Carolina and soak up all the humidity, you know. Nah. So hopefully I'll see you soon when you come up. I know what you meant, town, not downtown, downtown. But yeah, we had a family reunion this past Saturday, and it was great. It was really good. I talked to, I had a nice conversation with, you know, my cousins, and they're really interested, you know, and what our radio show was about ghosts and about UFOs and about aliens, you know what I mean? It was interesting. It was nice, calm, relaxing. See, Brian, you missed it all, brother. You missed it all. You should come up. Yeah, more me to it. And I am going to take you, too, to Blue Mist Road. Get you scared out of your ass. But it was a good time at the family reunion. Anybody out there, did you all have any family reunions? You know, did you guys have some fun, you know, so far in the summertime? Now, I know the heat is, like, really ridiculous. That's another reason why I ain't going to go something because outside, because it is hot. It's hot and miserable. Ha-ha, yeah. But, oh boy, I'm just getting bombarded with text messages and everything. But that's okay because, you know, people are watching the show and people, you know, have messages for me, which is pretty cool. You know what I mean? So it's crazy getting back to that. You know, it's funny. You know, thinking that, I mean, there are times, I'm telling you people, there are times that I feel like no one likes me. You know what I mean? No one cares about me. And I'm telling you, it's real. And then when I get down to that deep part of where I'm at right now, sometimes I get a text message and says, hey, how are you doing? My dear friend Tracy Francis, every morning around 8:30, God bless her, she says, good morning, my friend. You know what that means to me? That means a lot. It means a lot to me. That she actually, you know, acknowledges me, good morning. She's my dear friend. So, that's back to the paranormal. Is there anybody out there have any questions? Tommy, you have any more questions that you want to talk about on the paranormal? There you go. Tommy Miller comment on a video on Facebook. What was that, Tommy? Okay, here we go. We got a long question from Tommy. Let's check this out. Let's see what it says here. Do you think there's anything to Halloween actually being a time when the veil between the living and the dead is thinner? Like more likely to see or hear from ghosts that time of the year? Oh, hell yeah, Tommy. Oh my God, yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the veil starts thinning out for me about Devil's Night, October 30th, okay? And what's really crazy, especially somebody who's an empath, who has gifts that can, you know, see spirits, seers, whatever, psychics, whatever, you know, sure, it's our time to make money by doing seances or tarot reading or whatever you want to call it. But for me, I stay in the house. If I go out, I'm doing the speech or, you know, doing some kind of thing where there's going to be a lot of other people. But I have to be very careful because the veil is almost completely down. Sometimes I do believe the way the world is right now with everybody's anger issues and all the shit that's going on in the world right now, that I think this October is going to be very, very intense. So I really believe that the veil is going to completely come down and I'm going to be busy, you know. So that was a good question, bud. You definitely will see in here ghosts all the time, you know. And, you know, it's funny, Tommy, because you know what? You know, we do investigations in January, February, every month of the year. But October, it's craziness. And, you know, it's not that we don't do that many investigations, because we don't. It's a lot of speaking engagements. It's a lot of helping other, you know, doing investigations with, like, businesses that hold ghost hunts and stuff like that, you know, or speaking. I do a lot of speaking engagements in October. I would tell you the iced tea I'm drinking, but I don't know if I get in trouble. But it's liquid gold. So anybody from Pittsburgh, it begins with the letter T, if you know what I'm talking about, that's liquid gold. I love that stuff. Love it. But I'm glad you brought up Halloween, because we really don't talk about it until Halloween. You know, Halloween was like the favorite holiday of the world for me. You know, I enjoyed it. I worked at those fake haunted houses, you know, and scaring people, and it was just something in the air that just made me feel like brand new, like refreshed and stuff like that. Yeah. And whenever I really got into and started Pittsburgh Paranormal, especially around Halloween, it was something. It really, really was something. And what I've learned in doing this for the longest time, okay, is different aspects of religions. Because for the longest time, we actually would help, you know, we would help clients out. And all clients were, you know, have a different religious beliefs. And so what I had to do, what I had to do was I had to learn about these different beliefs. And it's crazy because remember how I told you earlier in the show that for some reason people are put into your into your life for a certain reason for a certain time. I will tell you why that happened. Excuse me. Very first time I learned how to meditate, someone was put into my life and she taught me how to meditate. And she taught me how to be in contact with my spirit guides. And that's what she did for me. And she was only in my life for about 7 months. You know, I was sad that she had to leave and I could not figure out why she did leave. But as time went on and I started to realize, okay, that she was there just to help me to meditate, because once I learned how to meditate and once I learned who my spirit guides were and once who I knew, you know, how to do it, then she left. And so after that, okay, after that, all right, somebody else was put into my life and she was a Wiccan, okay, Mooney. And for a whole, she was with me for a year. We're dear friends today, but she told me a lot of things about, you know, Wiccan and Wicca and witches, and I learned that for a year. So you figure, I'm learning how to meditate. Now I'm learning all about Wicca and the witches and their beliefs and the goddesses, the gods. Tommy wrote something here, and let's see what we got, what he has to say. I totally agree with the point you made earlier that you have to be open-minded and believe in those on the other side. I've had multiple ghost encounters when I lived with my parents, and they weren't as open-minded and never experienced anything like I did. Well, Tom, thank you for sharing that, you know, but there are certain situations where there are times where people can see more than others. And here's my theory behind that. And I will definitely tell you about that right now before I get back to us talking about it. I believe that spirits, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I lost train of thought, but I believe that God, you know, gives everybody the gift. Everyone has that gift when they're first born about, you know, seeing things. But you know what? I believe wholeheartedly that if God sometimes say, okay, I'm going to give a little bit more to Tommy. I'm going to show Tommy a little bit more about the spirits and stuff. But I'm not going to tell his parents. You know what I'm talking about, Tom. Where spirit or God, whoever you believe in, gives you a little bit more than the others. Okay. And that would be another topic, you know, for another show. I'd like to really get into that. But back to what I was talking before, okay. So my friend Mooney, she taught me all about the witches. And then another person came into my life, and they told me about the Native American spirituality, which I think is totally awesome. I really do. You know, and it's crazy because, you know, I read a couple authors. I don't know on the top of my mind about who the authors were, but they were Native American. And so it was like, first thing they usually say in the beginning of the book, especially this dude, he said that even though we have different names for different people or different situations, you know, it's all under one big, it's under God. So, and that really made me feel comfortable when I read that, you know. And she was with me for a while. I learned how to meditate, work with my, you know, animal totems, you know, how to go out in the woods and just meditate, you know, a certain way. And it was great. And so I'm learning all this down the road, okay? And it's funny because I usually forget from what I learn, but this time it just seems like it stays with me. And then my friend that came in, and she taught me all about, you know, Greek mythology, taught me about the gods and the goddesses. And she's still my friend today. I miss her, but she is my friend. But you know what? She taught me a lot. You know, and I really believe whenever I was down on myself, she believed in me. In fact, all the people who taught me believed in me that, you know, everything was going to be okay and I was going to get where I was supposed to get to. And it is. So that, you know, right there, that is where I'm at. And, you know, and by doing hunting ghosts and helping people out and clearing houses and stuff like that, you know. So I guess you want to say that I made it full circle. But what I'd like to do is teach people, you know, the stuff that was taught to me, you know. And I do believe, okay, I do believe that they will be put in front of me. And I'll be able to do that for people. So the question to my retiring from this, Ryan, I'm on the fence, buddy. And I'm being straight up with you, buddy. I'm, you know, I have to do a little bit more meditating, a little bit more praying, and see where it comes from. But I will tell you this, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, to say this, but there is that one time, yeah, I went to coffee with a girl, okay? I don't want to call it a date, but me and her went to Eaton Park. It's a restaurant here in Pittsburgh. And I told her straight out, I said, I don't want to talk paranormal. I don't want to talk paranormal at all. I don't want to talk about ghosts. I just want to be normal. One time. I want to be normal. I want to have a conversation of normalness. You know, nothing about what I do. So we go to Eat Parts, sit down, order a coffee, and all of a sudden she's getting all these text messages from her ex. And she said, I really need to go, and I'm sorry. And I'm like, oh, hell. And I was so mad. God, oh, I'll tell you what, I was so, so mad. And right after I get into my car, and I screamed real loud, trust me, I was mad at God. I really, really was mad because all I wanted was one night. And 2 hours, that's all I asked for, it was 2 hours, talking to him. And I screamed out loud, I said, what is my effing purpose? Why can't you just, you know, let me be normal for 2 hours? That's all I wanted. And so, you know, the Eaton Park was up. Thanks, bud. I hear you. Cool. But and I'm screaming out loud. And then I'm driving home and I'm saying, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? And I'm like, I got home, I'm saying it. Then midnight, I go to bed and I'm saying, real loud, I'm like, what is my purpose? Why can't I be normal for 2 hours? And this is when the fun started. And this is the truth, honest to God's truth, you know, on my father's grave. 12:30, my phone rang. It was a client. 1 o'clock came, it was a client. 1:30, a client. 2 o'clock, client. All the way up to 3 o'clock every half hour. And then I said, okay, that's my purpose. And then somebody told me straight out, they said, son, if you start being normal, then you're not going to be able to walk the path that Spirit put you on. And it's true. You're going to drill me with questions. Well, first of all, Brian, you know what? Get your butt up here to Pittsburgh where you belong. So I'm going to tell your uncles and aunts. But, yeah, and it's true. You know, some might understand what I'm saying, some might not. But the Spirit put me on this path to help people. And not so much with ghosts, but for other things. And if I did start dating other people or whatever, then I would probably go off the path. You know, and that wouldn't be good for me, because I'd just go back to the old song. And to be honest with you, I don't remember him, the old song. I know that the old song that used to be wasn't a nice guy. He was very, he wasn't nice at all. Manipulative, controlling. If you didn't get what you wanted, he'd stomp you to the ground. Yeah, that was the old song. That's the one that I remember. I don't remember being nice back then, you know. But at that time, it was like I was drinking a lot. So I don't want to remember that. I just want to remember what I've done in the last, 17 years, 18 years, you know. So that's where I'm at with that. My son, on the other hand, it was crazy, okay. My son, when he was young, he really enjoyed going to South Park with me. Because at South Park, you have deer, you got raccoons, you got deer and raccoon, and they have a place where buffalo hang out. And he would go out there with me, and he would always say, this when he was about six or seven. We'd be going into the park on Saturday night, and he'd look and he would say, "Mother Earth," this quote unquote, "Mother Earth, I want to see a deer." Unquote. As we turned the bend, there was a deer right at the side of the road looking at Paul. It was crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And one time I was out there, I was meditating, and I saw a mother raccoon with her like three or four little babies behind her. And I used to go to this one shelter, and you know, it was a shelter and there was a picnic bench, and I'd meditate on there. And they came right up to me and sat and looked at me. And when I came out of the meditation, I thought that was, "I'm taking you, Brian. Don't worry about that." Absolutely, dude. But they looked at me. And the craziest one of all out there at South Park. And there's a lot of trees out there, and it's really beautiful, you know. It was about, you know, dusk. And it was like 82, 83 degrees. It was in the summertime, so it was kind of warm out there. There was no rain. There was no dew, no mist, no nothing like that. And so I'm sitting under a tree. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to feel raindrops. Water come down on my head, and on my arms. I'm seeing it. I'm like, "What the hell's going on here? It's not raining. It was sunny." I have no doubt in my mind that tree was crying. I mean, you might think I'm crazy. Probably do. I know some do. But that tree was crying. I could never figure out why it was crying. And so I walked away. And I think that was the worst mistake that I ever did, was walking away from the tree, because I didn't find out the answer why. Well, I want to give you all a thing to do whenever you're near a tree, okay? You know how we have our meditations that I do here, you know, on the show every now and then. I want you to do that meditation. But what I want you to do is I want you to put the palm of your hand, your left hand, on a palm, the palm of it, and put it on the tree. And I want you to completely clear your mind of everything. And I want you to hear on what the tree is saying to you. Because every tree out there has a message for you. Every tree does. So if you're willing to do that, go find a tree, put your left palm on the tree, and open your mind, and just hear the words that are coming to you. It's pretty interesting, and you'd be surprised at the stuff that the answers that you get. So that's the assignment I'd like you to do. And another assignment I'd like you to do, if you want to, go hug somebody today. Okay? Give somebody a hug. And tell them that you like them, or tell them you love them. And you know what else you need to do is sit with them. I want you to do that assignment. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm saying if you want to do it, sit down with somebody and talk or sit or do something. Okay, there's Holly. Hey, Holly, welcome. I haven't seen you for a while. I say, I have a big tree in my backyard, and I always tell it, I love you, big tree. You go, girl. And Holly got it right. You always got to talk to the trees. You got to talk to the animals. You got to talk to the flowers. You got to talk to the plants. Go to the stream. You go, girl. Honest to God, I'm glad that you do that. Now, Holly, what I'd like you to do, though, tomorrow, if you can, just go out there and put your left palm on that and clear your mind and just see what you hear. And then maybe you can get back and share it with us next week on the show. But, yeah, Holly's right. You got to do it. You know, it's all God's creation. But so I'm getting pretty close. Time for me to close up for tonight. You know, I want to thank everybody, Tommy, Brian, Holly, everybody. Thank you, Hall. I'd like to hear what happens. Please tell me what happened or what kind of words that you got. And I appreciate that. I just want to thank you for tuning in into the night. It was a good show tonight, and I'm really glad that you all stepped in. So on that, you know, I just want to say, you know what, parents, if you can, give your children a hug and tell them that you love them. And children, give your parents a hug and tell them that you love them. Because those three words, I love you, goes a long way. You know? Like I love everybody out there. I do. You know, even my enemies, even the people who done me wrong, you know, there's no hate toward them. I don't believe in the hate. You can't hate. Hate's a bad word. You know, but I can love them. And that's what I'm going to do. So, everybody, see you next week. Same time, same station. Just do those two things I asked you to do. You know, go out, find a tree, put your hand on it. You're welcome, Byron. You're welcome. Thanks, Tom. Good night, Holly. And y'all have a good night. And on that note, happy hunting. And we're still live until Joe comes. And I guess StreamYard don't want me out yet. So, what a good show it was tonight. Chasing Prophecy was a good show, too. So, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on Joe. I'm going to send him a text. See? I'm going to send him a text. Tell him I'm done. Probably eating. So who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?